Hello, everyone. This is him downstairs. Thanks for stopping by the basement for the Gorilla Staring podcast, where we're taking a trip down the rabbit hole in my mind. And who knows what I might talk about, what I might say. I'll tell you this. Whatever goes down will be spicy and feisty. So maybe you're off to work or on your break eating your cheese sandwich. So sit back, relax, have some snacks, and let's go. Hello, everybody. It's him downstairs. How you doing? Back to the Gorilla Spitting Podcast, episode 27. Yes, 27. It is Christmas time, or the day before Christmas, here in the Western Hemisphere in the United States of America. How's everybody doing? I just put an episode out weeks ago. I recorded it weeks ago and I just launched it. So we're still behind. We're catching up, but I think we're just going to just go along with it. All right. So 26. It's episode 26 now. I was trying to go 30 episodes for one season, but I think I'm just going to do one more after this and then call it the end of the fucking year. It's special, or end of the year. I have some people that listen to me that do not like me cursing, so I don't know what the hell to do about that. Anyway, don't want to lose my 1.5 viewers, you know, in Venezuela. anyway, all right. Anyway, so what are we going to talk about today's topic? And I had a few. I didn't know where I was going to go with it. I was going to go with Christmas and, Christmas and what Christmas means to me now, right? Well, let's say what it used to mean back then. Back then, probably when I was a kid, it was probably one of the greatest things ever. It was like the climactic conclusion of my toy arsenal or armory, right? I remember one year, I think it was like 80, probably like 82, 83, and I had the Empire Strikes Back. I had almost every single toy. I had the X-Wing Fighter, I had the Snowspeeder, I had the Millennium Falcon, I had the Slave One. I had the Tauntaun, and then the Yeti Beast, whatever it was. I had every action figure. Orlando Calrissian. Oh, I had the Cloud Car. I had the TIE Fighter. I had Darth Vader's TIE Fighter. I didn't have the regular TIE Fighter because they didn't have it. I had Darth Vader's TIE Fighter, which was really funny because Darth Vader's TIE Fighter wasn't in Empire Strikes Back. But anyway, I didn't have Yoda's set. That was the only thing I didn't have, which back then I didn't understand about Yoda until I got a little bit older and I realized his meaning, his potential is what he stands for, what he represented, what he represent. As well as Luke and all that, but I had everything else, and it was cool, and I liked it. And I remember I was crying, banging to my mother when I had the, you know, back then I grew up with the Sears catalog, or I had Best catalog, Service Merchandise catalog. I had all the catalogs. That's when, you know, you had like Amazon. You have Amazon, right? You know, but before then, in my time, I think it was like in the 80s and such, which was I had something called Sears Montgomery Ward's catalog, JCPenney catalog. They were thick. Thick books, thick, giant sized books. And they had everything. You just order it. You can order it over the phone. You can mail whatever, you know, mail what item you want. Just write the items down and then you would get it. Or you would be smarter, would be because, you know, if you lived in the city or lived in the place where, or you had transportation, you just go to the store and find out what they had. Or call them and they would tell you what they have. And that was it. That was back then. That was shopping. That's how you would Amazon Prime something, you know. Nowadays, it's just click it. If you see it's available, usually it is. Or even if you can go to the website, like Penny's, or they don't have Montgomery Ward anymore. I used to miss that. I miss that store, Montgomery Ward. But anyway, yeah. And then every now and then, I remember that one. Then I remember the last Christmas I had. I think I was 14. That was the last big Christmas I had where my mother hid all my gifts. She hid them in the bathroom. And my mother was a little bit, she was a little psychotic. Like she put this, you know, made all these booby traps. Like she would, she had this guest bathroom, right? Downstairs, which was like a half a bathroom, you know, a stall and a sink. And she put all the toys in there and then she would get a piece of tape and put marks on it. You know, use a felt tip marker, put it on the door. So if I happened to open it or jar it, because I could always break in breaking. I know that sounds bad, but if I wanted to get into it, you know, use a card, just jar it, because it's not a bolt lock, it's just normal push lock. Just push the door open and voila, you get in, right? So she would find out, and then I would be severely punished, and then that's it. I was kind of at that age, like, I don't, Mom, I don't care if you're trying to do that. Just the fact that you're doing it, you know. I mean, I knew she had presents for me, but where she had them, and, you know, my mother just, you know, it had to, she wanted the audience. She wanted that, I did this to, you know, and then at the same time, it was like a warning, like, don't do this, you're breaking Mom's rules. So I remember that. And now what I think Christmas is an annoyance. it's like I have these expectations of Christmas. I just expect most people would travel. So that traffic would go down, you know, would be not as bad. Not that many people, but it's just quite the opposite. And I notice myself, I don't even hang out down at the malls. I just don't. I do all my Christmas shopping probably, well, this Christmas, I wasn't buying anything for Christmas. Like, you know, it's kind of like every other year. Like last year I bought stuff, you know, for folks and, you know, family members and other people. And then this year, no, I wasn't buying a goddamn thing for anybody. I just, you know, maybe one or two gifts, you know, but everything else, no, I wasn't doing it. Next year, I probably will. You know, next year I will do some stuff, buy some gifts. Everyone gets something, even my job, you know, whatever. And yeah, I think that would be fitting. Every other year I buy something, every other year, you know, and what I mean, buy something, you know, something significant or something that's individualized, you know, for each person, you know. So yeah. And what was I was talking to an interesting person today. I was talking to a fellow streamer and comrade, and actually I would consider him a friend that I've known for a few years in my streaming time. And, you know, and we go back and forth over what we can do to make our lives better, primarily monetarily wise, you know. He seems to be a very level-headed person. Sometimes he's a little bit, I would say, hesitant, or I would a little bit hesitant. I think it's just more of like confidence and such, but it's one of those things that I think that over time you keep doing something, you just get confident, you build your confidence up. If you're always going to choke up and such, that I would say if it causes you some type of harm or peril, then don't do it. You know, find something, which I don't say he does, and because more than likely he'll listen to this and say, what the fuck? The fuck's wrong with him? I trusted you, bitch. You know, no, I didn't want to say that to him. So yeah, but he's overall, he's a good guy. We had an interesting conversation, and I think that hopefully we're trying to collaborate to have a podcast together, so you'll hear me twice. Ooh, you know, once officially and once unofficially. I'll still do the gorilla spitting, because to me, I think I like hearing myself talk. Every narcissist says some shit like that, but yeah, I like that. So, and what was my last podcast? What was I talking about? I was rambling. And then I recorded one using a Tascam recorder, portable recorder, and it sounded good. I just actually have to get it from my car and transfer it in here. And then I downloaded this thing called Podcastle AI. It looks pretty good. Sounds interesting. I just got the free account. I might try using the podcast I recorded on Podcastle as my sort of guinea pig mini experiment. See if it turns into see if I can get a Bebop or Rocksteady podcast. You know what I'm saying? I become like Baxter Stockman, you know, throwing a little razzle dazzle on this shit. See if it comes out pretty good. Yeah. So what am I looking forward to Christmas? Nothing really. I'm probably going to get one or two gifts. Or probably nothing at all. I mean, I got a mini refrigerator for my mom, which I have no fucking idea why. My mom sometimes misses the mark. I mean, if you're going to go and pay for a fridge, I think that fridge is like $100-something. You could have gave me the money. I'm just saying. Give me a fridge for what? I mean, I'm not going to be able to put my snacks in there or anything like that. I mean, I have a fridge, which I bought originally for my job, which I'm still thinking about taking, because I have another fridge there that is small. It's like 15 liters and it's not enough. It's so, I just put drinks in there, really. It was just really for like drinks and keep my waters cool. But anyway. So what was I going to rant about this time? I figured the Passport Bros or international relationships was kind of stagnated. But actually, it's interesting. I'll just say this. I have friends who have these so-called relationships and relationships abroad, just like me. And no, I'm not using me in the same context to say for them that it's me, okay? Just that out there. These are actual legit for people I know. And two in mind, and they have one is currently single now, I think. Yeah, one is currently single, and the other one is in a relationship. And so his one was actually a scam, which I thought the scam was kind of reminding me of my scam. In 2001 that I had when I was over in the Philippines, and I thought it was quite interesting. Back then I was in a somewhat of a mess. It wasn't that bad, but interesting enough, was a waste of my time and money. And so they've asked me for advice. And I think I need to talk to them first of all to see if it's okay if I air some of their stuff out, you know, on the podcast. And I obviously won't say their real names, and I won't say the names of who they're with, that way to protect the innocent. You know, that way they won't come after me and say, well, why you do this to us, you know? And she's a good woman. Like, I'm sure not the way you were talking about her two weeks ago you wasn't. But yeah, I think I'll bring that up as an interesting bit. And what else is new? My diet. Oh, my intermittent fasting is going well, but I have a weakness. Like, the weekends is like killer. And I really have to consider fasting on the weekends. I mean, and when I say fasting on the weekends, I'm very strict on Monday through Friday, and then even Sunday, but like Saturday, oh my God, that shit just goes. And then with the Christmas, this one, the Christmas, and then the New Year's, I have a feeling that, my office, you know, the office where I work at now, they are not doing so many potlucks, but I made a Hennessy cake, you know, you know, kind of like rum cake, but instead of rum, you put Hennessy. And that went okay. I mean, my cooking skills was like wasn't subpar, but I had to make two cakes the other day. One, the other one just went kaput, just fell to pieces, just exploded. And then I think it had to do something with the alcohol. But then the second cake I made after that was okay. But I made a bundt cake, you know, those pans, you got to spray everything, make sure it's done right. Then you got to turn it over. Then after you turn it over, you got to let it like sit and cool, then pull it. And then once it pulls, it just flops out. So, yeah. So anyway, that the second one was okay, but had too much Hennessy. It had a bit of Hennessy, and I wasn't trying to get people drunk or have them relapse into, you know, back into their alcoholic state. You know, I didn't want to get sued. They said it was okay, which I said okay. The sauce was good. The sauce was like caramel, brown sugar, and Hennessy. I think I burned it, maybe just a tad, but nonetheless, it was okay. Then I made a pound cake for work. That was pretty good. That's pretty good again. So, because I still had the flour and the sticks of butter and all that. I mean, I can bake, but I'm not into like making desserts for myself. I just don't have that. I don't have that in me anymore. It's more like just make a salad, you know, make it one meal, one bowl. If I can eat in one bowl, that's dinner for me, you know? And then I can scoop it and make another one. Yeah, that'd be cool. It's like tomorrow, I'm gonna make egg rolls. Yeah, that's fun. I can't wait. I love that. And I'm gonna be fat again. Never fear, I won't be that fat. Yeah, but seriously, I have to start. Some things I have to change. Like I had the idea of bringing weights to work, but ever since I started work early, it's like now I'm getting used to that. Coming to work and actually starting on my work instead of just taking those 30 or 40 minutes. Now I'm gonna have to come in at 6:30. Fuck. 6:30 in the morning just to do my exercise and then do my work for an hour. I totally dislike that about the job. Oh, yes. I gotta explain this. It sucks. My cybersecurity job, not job. My cybersecurity school went kaput. Yeah, the VA ran out of funding. Ain't that? I was so upset. Well, not upset like I was, you know, throwing a fit. I was down about it because I was like, damn, I waited for what, 3 or 4 months on this? And part of it was because I left and then I decided to, you know, change the date to December because I had time. I didn't have time, you know, in October. They only had October. They had April, which I missed that one. And then they had September and then they were doing it again in October. And I was like, shit. I was like, oh, let me. And then I didn't do October. And I said, OK, I'll have to do something. So they gave me December. So I was just a little ticked off about it. But apparently they said they'll have more money. I'm hoping that they would give us money because they give you money per month, like a stipend on top of, you know, you going to class. I mean, that was the incentive. The incentive was I could pocket about $6,240 for 6 months. And, you know, which would take a little money, take some stuff out of my car. I can buy a brand new laptop and, you know, and have a certification. So anyway, my plan is I still have like Code Academy. I still have EC Council courses such as the Mastery Cybersecurity. I mean, it's not going to be something official like something like Full Stack. However, what I've been noticing about cybersecurity, and at least the courses, is that you get the certs and then there's other ways that you can grow a resume, because that's really the key, is to grow a resume. And my strategy would be this: I would take these courses on Udemy, EC Council, Code Academy, whatever, then learn some things, you know, learn like Linux, learn PowerShell, then move up into and then once once I get the funding back with VetTech, I would then, you know, go to like whatever course. What I would love to do is I'm hoping if I get the funding with VetTech, right? I'm hoping we could just pick up a facility that's that uses the VA funds, because I could go to Rice Houston boot camp. And what I'm looking at is that if it's brick and mortar, right, it's in like my zip code, I can just, and the thing is with VA, if you're not familiar with this, if you use like your G, if you're in the military or, you know, and use your GI Bill or the 9/11 GI Bill, right, you get a stipend per month, like to pay for housing and such like that, right? So if you're taking an online course, you're obviously not going anywhere, right? You're just given a certain amount of money. However, if you're let's not put that up there. I don't want that anymore. I'll take that off, but I'm gonna use it next time when I need it. However, if you're in the same zip code as the facility, they're going to assume that, oh, you're probably going there. And if you're going there, then you can simply get more money because they'll give you the full amount, which is like $2,100. Fuck yeah. $2,100 times six. That would be $12,600 instead of just $6,000. You know, it's like double. Yeah, it's almost double the price. So that would be freaking awesome if I could do that. You know, I mean, I could definitely put a major dent in my car, you know, and yeah, and invest into some stocks, you know. You know, 8,000 for the car, 4,000 stocks, yeah, you know. Start something. Yeah. Anyway. So I was kind of disappointed. So, but I'm not going to let that stop. You shouldn't let sometimes setbacks that you have stop your goals. You know, you have to keep going. You have to keep going, you know, and get what you want. Not necessarily worry about, oh, well, this stopped me, I'm not going to do it and quit. I know some people do that. They have, you know, they get situations where they succumb to whatever, that, you know, they deal with adversity, and, you know, and then they can't deal with it. But it's funny. It's like everyone says, well, I can do anything, I accomplish all goals. But then all of a sudden, it's like they don't have that mindset of forward motion, you know, like keep going. Like you just got to keep running and sometimes dodge and, you know, barrel roll and dip, dive and dodge, all that other stuff, you know? So, yeah. So that's all I can say on that. Well, anyway, Well, that's the, anyway, that's the end of this podcast, this episode. I will do another one for New Year's. There has been talks if I want to go and stream again. I pretty much don't want to because I'm through with Call of Duty. I mean, if it's Call of Duty, it'd probably be, you know, Cold War or what's the other one? Vanguard. Just multiplayer stuff. I don't feel like I haven't bought the last Call of Duty. I probably won't. I just don't like it. I'm pretty much done with brand new games. I mean, last other games that come out, it just sucked. They just sucked. Nothing is really, nothing has kind of pushed me to, you know, wanting to, you know, get a game and play it. I mean, not play it, but air it. What was I going to say? Yeah, so anyway, just want to send a special shout out to Russell Buddy and to Orcosaurus. Thank you very much. Hoping everything happens well for you this Christmas. I know you guys have gone through some adversity, and I hope you guys succeed in the coming new year. And I hope that to you too, those who are listening out, I hope you have a very happy holidays. Merry Christmas, because most of the people I know remember what Christmas is, or used to have one. And peace to you, all right? And if I don't hear from you and such, I wish you all the best, okay? Anyway, I'm done. Gorilla Spinning, episode 26. I don't even know what I'm going to title this episode. I was going to say a loss for words, too. Let's say Christmas babble. Nah, we always use the word babble. Christmas. Seasons beatings? No. seasons reasons. Maybe. All right, I might go with that. All right, take care, everyone. Peace.